The Egyptians and Persians used them 3,000 years ago. Caesar used them in his campaign to conquer Gaul, and the Rothschilds made a fortune getting word of Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo before anyone else by means of messenger pigeons. Satellites and email may have taken over the messaging part, but people and pigeons are still teaming up to race. Karen Clifton is the executive director of the American Racing Pigeon Union, and she joins us now. Karen, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, how big is the sport of pigeon racing? I understand there's some races with potential for pretty large prizes, up to thousands of dollars.
Yes. Currently, the American Racing Pigeon Union serves about 10,000 members nationwide. Our national office is located in Oklahoma City. And we actually see about 100 new members a month. And the real exciting part of that to me and to all of us here is that probably a third of those new members are family and youth participants. So the majority of our members do belong to clubs, and club members then compete during two race seasons per year throughout the country. And most races are flown for trophies and diplomas and bragging rights. However, there are some races that fly for some fairly large purses, which, of course, are the entry fees submitted, but some are very substantial.
Now, I understand homing pigeons are still being used in a number of creative ways to assist mankind. Tell me about that.
Well, homing pigeons, one example is that homing pigeons have recently assisted with testing for pollution. In fact, University of California in Irvine conducted tests by outfitting pigeons with sensors, and then the data that was collected while in flight was reviewed to monitor smog levels. And another exciting opportunity to use registered pigeons is through the study of pigeons in schools. There are actually several schools across the country that have pigeon lofts right on school property, and then the students have a hands-on experience with the pigeons, and this instills an interest in science, math, history, nutrition, and even computer technologies. And we have seen some documentation showing that test scores have actually increased where these programs are in place.
That's fascinating. Now, how difficult is it to get started in pigeon racing?
Getting involved is really very easy. Folks can either contact us at our website, www.pigeon.org, or even by calling our toll-free number, 800-755-2778. It really only takes a love of animals and just a small space to get involved, and our members are usually very eager to help new members get involved, to share their hobby, and provide a great deal of mentoring and guidance.
Now, for those of our listeners who might not have had a pencil handy, that website is in your in-flight entertainment guide, so be sure and take that with you when you leave the plane. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Karen Clifton. She's the executive director of the American Racing Pigeon Union, and we reached her in their offices in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.